I'll begin with the U.S. president having said he's ready to keep the government shut down, even for more than a year, until Congress approves his multi-billion dollar funding for a border wall along the U.S.-Mexico border.
He also said, you said in the meeting, this is him quoting you, I just want to check, that the shutdown could go on for months or even a year or longer. Did you say that? And
I
is
did.
That your...
I did.
Is that border your assessment secure, of
I did
where we
say
are?
That. Absolutely, I said that. I don't think it will, but I am prepared, and I think I can speak for Republicans in the House and Republicans in the Senate. They feel very strongly about having a safe country, having a border that makes sense without borders. I've said it many times. We don't have a country. Meeting, and we've come a long way.
Donald Trump also threatened to use emergency powers to build his border wall with Mexico if Congress fails to endorse his plans. He's added that talks on border security will continue over the weekend. This comes as top Democrats in the House of Representatives and the Senate said their meeting with the president was contentious.
We just completed a lengthy and sometimes contentious conversation with the president. We agreed that we will continue our conversations, but we recognize on the Democratic side that we really cannot resolve this until we open up government, and we made that very clear to the president.
The bottom line is very simple. We made a plea to the president once again. Don't hold millions of Americans, hundreds of thousands of workers hostage. Open up the government and let's continue the discussions.
The U.S. government has been partially shut down over the border wall funding dispute since December 22nd. Trump says Republicans back his proposals for what he calls strengthening U.S. border security. Now, this is while some Republicans have spoken out blatantly against his plans. Our correspondent in Washington says a dispute over Donald Trump's border wall is more about the 22 election than migration or even government shutdown.
What will happen is throughout the weekend, they'll try to find some type of compromise that they can agree on. However, it seems unlikely if the president really is adamant about building a wall and Democrats say this is not part of their plan. Many people would probably ascertain or agree that it's often a battle of ego when dealing with President Trump and his initiatives or what they are seeking from as far as reform is continued. This is really about what will make the president look good. Listen, there was a deal that the Congress had with the president weeks ago until there were conservative commentators who really disparage the president on weakening or acquiescing to Democrats, saying that the president would not be reelected unless the wall was built. So until this negotiation is made where the president feels satisfied that his ego will not be bruised, where he can't stand proudly and say, I've won, I don't really see how there will be a negotiation made. And the same with Democrats who are just, the House Democrats who just were newly sworn in, they are looking to show that they have a win as they were just put into their positions, just installed in their new positions. So if their first move was to acquiesce to the president, that would not make them look good either.